Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Conduent's third annual meeting of shareholders. I'm Bill Parrett, Chairman of the Board, and I'll chair today's meeting. I'm proud to be part of the work occurring at Conduent. Conduent is heading in absolutely the right direction, and I'm confident that together, with the support of the board, we will achieve our goals. Before we proceed any further, I want to just take a moment to thank Ashok for his role in helping transform Conduent into the company it is today and positioning the company for long-term profitability. Under his leadership over the last 3 years, the company has implemented a comprehensive cost reduction program, which is important for its survival, and is continuing to make key investments in technology and products to pivot the company towards growth. I would also like to thank Ashok for his assistance in helping during the transition going forward. Ashok, thank you very much. Seated directly in front of me here are the members of the board. I will ask each of the members to stand as I introduce them. Joey Greger. Joey's retired Managing Director for Leadership Development, Warburg Pincus, LLC. Nicholas Graziano, Portfolio Manager, Icon Capital. Scott Letier, Managing Director of Decent Capital Services. Jesse Lynn, General Counsel and Icon Enterprise Member. Jesse, welcome. This is your first annual meeting. Courtney Matter, Portfolio Manager, Icon Capital. Michael Nutter, former Mayor, City of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Virginia Wilson, retired Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, Teachers Insurance and Annuity Association. And Ashok Vemuri, Chief Executive Officer of Conduent. He's also seated here with us as well. We also have with us the company's independent auditors, PricewaterhouseCoopers, and I'll ask Pierre Suhr, as lead partner, to step up and be recognized. Thanks for all the good work, Pierre. We also have with us today several members of the company's management team, including our Chief Executive Officer, I've already introduced, Brian Walsh, our Chief Financial Officer, Mike Pfeffer, seated at the stage, our General Counsel and Corporate Secretary, and Jeff Friedel, our Chief People Officer. Finally, please note that we are recording today's proceedings so that it can be replayed and listened to by shareholders, et cetera, and others who cannot be here personally. So I'll ask Mike Pfeffer to handle some of the preliminary business. Mike?
Yeah. Good morning. Greg Veliotis of Computershare has been appointed to act as Inspector of Election at this meeting. He has subscribed his oath of office and has submitted his report as follows. There were outstanding on March 27, 2019, the record date for this meeting, 210,392,926 shares of common stock. The holders of approximately 181,197,438 shares are present at this meeting in person or by proxy. That accounts for about 86.1% of the outstanding shares of the company. Accordingly, a quorum is present.
Thank you, Mike. Since we do have a quorum, I would now declare the meeting to be legally convened. We will now conduct the formal business of the meeting. I do ask that you restrict your remarks to the subject matter of the specific proposal, which is being presented. If you would like to speak, or if you have a question, please just raise your hand. You'll be recognized. And try to keep your remarks to a relatively short period of time, say no more than 3 minutes or so. For those shareholders who wish to vote in person, there are ballots available at the table in the back of the room. If you can't get there, we'll bring them up to you. Just please raise your hand, and we'll provide ballots to you. Anybody need a ballot? Great. Mike?
Yeah, so there are three proposals to vote on. First, to the election of directors. On behalf of the Board of Directors, I nominate the following persons named in the proxy statement for election as directors to hold office for a term of 1 year and until their successors have been elected and qualified: Nicholas Graziano, Joey Greger, Scott Letier, Jesse Lynn, Courtney Mather, Michael Nutter, William Parrett, Virginia Wilson, and Ashok Vemuri.
Is there any discussion or questions on any of the nominees? Being none, Mike, we'll go to the next matter.
The second item for voting is the ratification of independent auditors, and I move for the adoption of the following resolution. Resolved that the selection of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP to act as the company's independent public accounting firm for the year 2019 be and hereby is ratified.
Okay, and then the third item is voting on a proposal relative to compensation, Mike.
Yes, the third item for voting is as follows. Resolved that the company shareholders approve on an advisory basis the compensation of the named executive officers as disclosed in the company's proxy statement for the 2019 annual meeting of shareholders pursuant to item 402 of Regulation SK, including the compensation discussion and analysis, the summary compensation table, and the other related tables and disclosures.
So are there any questions on either of the three proposals? Okay, if there doesn't seem to be any questions or no additional comments on those proposals, so now, ladies and gentlemen, I declare the polls open. If you have to vote in person, please raise your hand again. Okay, seems like all the ballots have either been collected before or voted electronically, so Mike, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, the Inspector of Elections has presented his preliminary report to me, and he has determined that, first, for the election of directors, each of the director nominees received at least 81.1% of the votes cast at this meeting for his or her election. This satisfies the majority vote requirement for the election of each of these directors. Second, for the ratification of PricewaterhouseCoopers LLP as independent public accounting firm for the year 2019, 99.1% of the votes have been cast for this proposal. And finally, for approval on an advisory basis of the 2018 compensation of our named executive officers, 89.3% of the votes have been cast for this proposal.
Thanks, Mike. Having received the report of the Inspector of Elections, I declare that all directors nominated by, four board seats have been elected, that the selection of PricewaterhouseCoopers as the company's independent registered public accountants for 2019 has in fact been ratified, and the 2018 compensation of our named executive officers has been approved. There being no other business to come before the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.